It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Janice Dean.
I actually performed this on stage a couple of years ago with the band.
And Tom Shalhoub.
And it's great because you can point someone out in the audience and say, one of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you in the front row.
Come together to share their top five songs to sing at karaoke. Here are this week's hosts, Janice and Tom.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Janice Dean, the Fox News senior meteorologist and contributor. And today I'm joined by the one and only Tom Shalhoub, host of the quiz show on Fox Nation.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Janice. I'm so excited to be doing this today because I love talking about karaoke.
You should love talking about karaoke because when I think of hosts that might adore karaoke, you're like number one, because you can actually sing. Most of us can't.
Oh, well, here's the thing. You don't have to be a good singer to enjoy karaoke, as from the audience perspective or from the performer perspective. Karaoke's for everyone. So I don't even like when the top singers get up there and show off. I like singing for the everyman. And that's why I chose my top five songs based on very singable tunes that anybody can sing.
Well, I love that about you. I kind of did a mix. I did the ones that I love to sing. And then, like you said, I picked a couple of songs that I enjoy other people singing and, you know, songs that get the crowd going wild.
Yeah. So, okay. Who starts with their fifth on the list?
Why don't you begin?
Okay.
Number five.
I'll begin. In that spirit, songs that are very singable, that maybe we don't all know the words to, but this is the fun of karaoke, is you can read along. Johnny Be Good. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. I love songs that you can get the audience singing along. So you read along with the lyrics, and then at the chorus, you get everyone singing along, Go, Johnny, Go.
Now, are we allowed to sing some of these songs, or is that illegal?
Who knows? I mean, I think we get penalized. I think you can sing like, you know, 4 seconds of it or something.
Okay, do 3 seconds.
There lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, and loves a bump up, I got that on right so well. He could play a guitar. See, we don't know all the words, but I know when you get to play a guitar, just like a ring and a bell. So that's why you need to read along.
Okay, I love it. I think that's a really good one. My top five, or number five, is These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
Fantastic.
1966, it was a hit back then. And I love it because this is my favorite song to sing during karaoke. It doesn't matter how many drinks I've had, I can sing this song very well, or at least in my own mind.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great because you can point someone out in the audience and say, one of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you in the front row.
I love it. Yes. And that is one of the qualifications as well. You can't sing the song without like some boots to walk all over you.
Absolutely.
Number four.
Okay. So my number four, this, when you have cocktails, you have a couple of beers, whatever happens to be, you want to scream, you want to shout, twist and shout.
That's a good one.
Baby, now shake it up, twist and shout. And then you put your hand up to your ear. Like, you know, I want to hear. So you say twist and shout, and then you get the audience to echo twist and shout.
I think that's a great one. And how many times have you performed that one?
I probably have, jumped in. Sometimes if someone else is doing it, I might rush the stage and join them.
It's an easy one, too. Like, you don't get lost in the words that are up on, you know, the big screen.
Yeah, yeah. Twist and shout. That's all you need to know.
I love it. Number four for me is Love Shack by the B-52s, 1989.
Great.
Yep, big comeback for the band. Rolling Stone back then said it was their best single. And, I love it because it's easy to sing, because Fred Schneider has got that voice. You know, if you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack. Anyway.
Yes. And those... The gals in that group, great singers, great voices on those ladies. I actually saw them live at the Cape Cod Melody Tent with the Ramones, believe it or not.
When was that? That sounds amazing.
Yeah, late 80s, the my heyday.
I love this song too, because back in the day I performed it in an air band.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's my number four.
Number three.
Okay, number three. It's time for a duet, ladies and gentlemen. Karaoke is all about duets, and one of my favorite duets that's so suited to karaoke is Summer Lovin' from Grease.
Yes!
A blast! And then the girl sings, Summer Lovin'.
Happened so fast.
Yeah, and so this is great. You get a gal up on stage with you, and then the idea is that you get the audience singing along. Tell me more, tell me more. You get the guys singing along, and then the ladies. Tell me more, tell me more. So it's a whole lot of fun for everybody.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I agree. That was actually, you know, on my list. It didn't make the top five, but it was there. It was in my brain. And I love the movie, too. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, number three for me is Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Oh.
Do you know which one?
It's got to be We Will Rock You.
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo.
Oh my God,
Figaro.
No, Janice, that is so hard.
Bohemian Rhapsody, baby.
Yeah. Again, I mean, the quality is not an issue when it comes to karaoke. Everybody's going to be screaming it at the top of their lungs. Nobody can sing like Freddie Mercury. He had this operatic tenor voice. It was amazing. So anytime you try to copy that, you fall short, but who cares?
Who cares? You know,
you're two sheets to the wind anyway at that point.
Exactly. By the time the karaoke bar is about to close, you know that Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the songs that people are going to be singing. I love it. It's very difficult. It's one of my favorite Queen songs, Freddie Mercury in his full glory, and that's my number three.
Yes.
The countdown continues after this.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number two.
Okay, I'm going to throw a curveball into this because people can see the kind of preferences I like for karaoke. This is a little bit different. But I love songs that tell a story because then at least, you know, you can follow along with the story. One of the great story songs in pop music, Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wow. And you've performed this?
I don't think I've ever done it, but I've seen people do it. And it's no one's going to sing like her. She had this soulful way of singing, and it was just it's a very moving song. You're not going to hit it like Tracy Chapman, but you can read along with the words. They go by very fast. You know, it's a little bit of it's storytelling. And then when you get to the chorus, the whole audience, the whole chorus can sing along with you.
Oh, okay. You don't think it brings down the room a little bit?
No. The thing is, I don't like ballads. So I don't want to hear, some ballad that's droning on, even if you're a good singer. But this song has a beat to it, you know, driving in my car. The song drives the story, and it's great.
I love it. I'm going to listen to that song and think about what you just told me.
Yeah.
Okay, so my number two is near and dear to my heart because I actually performed this on stage a couple of years ago with the band Lynyrd Skynyrd themselves.
What?
Turn It Up, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that is fantastic. I bet you did a little air guitar with that, did you?
Of course I did, but I got to sing backup with the backup singers when they played at the summer concert series with Fox and Friends. And I was a classic rock DJ back in the 80s and the early 90s. And this was, of course, one of the songs that I played over and over and over again. But I never got sick of it because it was such a great tune. You could, you know, do the air guitar and sing along. And, you know, when you get to the chorus of Sweet Home Alabama, who's not going to sing along to that?
Yeah, great tune. That is a great one. And it gets the audience going along with you.
Yes.
Number one.
Okay, I'm here on my number one.
Number one!
Saved it for last. And this is the one that I pull out at the end of the night when everyone says, come on, get up there. You know, I wait. I wait until, you know, maybe they think I'm going to go home without singing. And then I say, all right, I'll get up there. And I launch into this, the great karaoke song. Dun-dun, dun-dun. You're all ribbons and pearls. You're 16.
Oh, you're beautiful.
And you're mine.
It's so
easy to sing. It's got a beat to it. And we all remember it. We all know the chorus. And again, this is how I use the audience. So I point to the woman in the front table. You're 16. And then I point over the other side of the room. You're beautiful. And then I point to my wife and you're mine.
That's amazing. Tip your waitress. I love your number one, Tom Shalhoub.
Yes. What do you got, Janice? What's your number one?
I had to go with the Weather Girls. I mean, you know, obviously it's my profession, but It's Raining Men is a showstopper. You know, it's a little hard to sing, I'm not going to lie, but it's such a great tune. It brings the audience together. And who doesn't love a song that says it's raining men? Hallelujah.
I know. And even the men get up on their feet and they feel great about themselves at the end of the night.
I love this song. Well, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of weather references in here, but, you know, the lyrics are excellent, too. Mother Nature, she's a single woman, too. She took off to heaven and did what she had to do.
Wow.
You know, this song actually was co-written by Paul Schaefer. You know Paul Schaefer, right?
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
used to be with David Letterman. He was his band leader.
Brilliant.
So he co-wrote this song, and they offered it to Donna Summer, Cher, Barbara Streisand, but the Weather Girls took it over and made it a number one hit.
Wow.
There you go.
This is why we have a former DJ on the top five.
I love doing this. I think we have to do this again, Tom.
Well, Janice, obviously you and I always have a good time. Whether it's me coming into Fox and Friends and partying with you early in the morning, or doing Happy Hour on Fox Nation, or doing this these radio hits in the top five, it's so fun.
We're going to do this again. We're going to do an encore. And you know what? You and I need to go do some karaokeing.
Absolutely. Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
Oh, my gosh. I do have a girl crazy for me. Her name is Janice Dean. And I want to thank everyone out there listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Let us know your top five. You've been listening to Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.